y'all niggas gon' be fucking with me. I got two bad bitches gon' be rubbing my feet. I got three young niggas down the bus at the heat. And all y'all ain't got nothing to me. Ooh, not one of y'all niggas gon' be fucking with me. I got two bad bitches gon' be rubbing my feet.
I thought it was gonna be a tipsy podcast, but I'm sobered up. Sobered up.
Say less. Shit, guy. Oh, man. Dude, I went over to Sarah's, what was it, Saturday? Because she was having a going away party full of cats.
Full of cats.
Yeah, there's some baby kittens in there. Oh, she has the cutest little cats, but...
Yeah, tease.
Your boy is allergic, so I fucking...
You're allergic to cats?
Yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
You're missing out, man.
Yeah. I only like Sarah's cats at this point. I used to like cats, and then I met a terrible cat.
Oh, shit.
Ruined.
That's why dogs are better than cats.
I love dogs.
You have a dog, I have a dog. If y'all don't have a dog... Yeah, just no dogs are better than cats.
I love dogs.
Big facts. I used to have a cat, but then when we moved, my parents said they sold it to the Chinese.
Wow.
I don't know how true that is, but...
Say rest in peace. But anyways, Yeah, that's always nice.
Welcome back.
Oh, I don't even want to start this.
Back. To the TM32 podcast. My name is Eric.
It's good to sit back. Yo, my name is Irrelevant.
Is Entree.
Oh, shit.
You can follow us on Instagram at TM32 show.
Yeah, TM32P for Twitter.
Yeah, and follow Entree on Instagram at Entree underscore BRXWN.
Yeah, bro.
And follow me at Eric underscore.
Wait, no. We're not underscore.
Oh shit! Follow
it's
me
dots,
at
nigga.
Yeah, Eric dot Naipaul and Entree dot
this
BRXWN. I know. I forgot we changed it. It's been a minute since we recorded. Still,
it actually hasn't been that long. But yeah. Oh shit! Wanker.
Wanker?
Sorry, there's a frat guy I know.
What kind of...
We call him Wank.
Anyways.
His last name's Wank.
Oh. Say less.
Hold up, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Andre, let's talk about this. Ready?
Oh, sorry, what's good? Shit, nigga. Pop it.
Let's talk about, are you in your sad bag?
No.
You're not? Alright, let's talk about this.
Oh, wait. What's the... Why?
No, I was
Am
just...
I gonna be sad?
No, like, if you're not in your sad bag, I'm not gonna give us the topic.
No, throw it in there, bro.
Settling for less.
Oh, shit.
It's not really a sad bag topic, but...
It's not a sad bag pocket. Pocket. Pop it, lock it, put it in my pocket.
I can go off on this. We can go a whole 45 minutes on this.
This guy? Oh, shit. Dude, talk your piece. What you talking about?
No. I asked you the...
I'm gonna turn it around and be... No, you go first.
Alright, I just wanna start off simple. Very simple. I'm gonna throw some shade at people, but it's all good. Settling for less in the workplace.
Wait, what's that? Oh, this is a general setting. Oh, I thought you were just talking about relationship wise. Okay.
Oh,
workplace,
no, that's coming next. We're just going through all the possible.
All right, bro.
I just want to know, like, settling for less in the workplace. Yeah, you can settle for a job. At like minimum wage, and you become comfortable with it, but like you're just wasting your time with that. Like, I see, like, why get comfortable when you can use your potential? You're not using your potential,
right? Always understand the potential that you have and don't settle for just like a low end job.
You're all destined for better things.
Yeah, don't be out here just be like, yeah, minimum wage, minimal hours, minimum, I'm good.
Exactly. You need to speak up for yourself.
Yeah, if you can work more hours and you think you deserve more pay, either speak up or find a new job.
And then also this minimum wage, minimum effort thing, you know, I sometimes can see agree with that depending on the job, but like if you're like at a job like mine, like how you used to work at like the Pandora, how you just out here lazy,
bro? Who are you calling out
for? No, I'm just saying, like, how are you just gonna be lazy and have poor work ethic? How can someone be capable of having poor work ethic? I don't understand.
They just do.
This guy's, oh my god. I mean, okay, so like, take this. Oh, what? Oh shit, I can't. Anyways,
run it.
I'm just saying, like, how are you gonna? You got a job. Someone believed in you to like actually hire you. Mm-hmm. How are you gonna take that for granted and be a lazy piece of shit? And no one's lazy piece of shit, and then trying to lie saying you haven't been trained.
Oh, this is a personal attack, ladies and gentlemen, boys and the girls. Like, once he said that, I was like, oh shit.
But like, aside from that one person, whatever. Even back at my other jobs, these lazy bum ass, I'm gonna say white people.
Whoa.
These older white guys, bro. They're just so lazy. You've worked in like a machine type, like what you did this summer, right?
Yeah, a few of them are lazy, not gonna lie.
Bro, machine operators, been there since high school. They didn't graduate. They're like, oh, I got comfortable with my wage, so I stuck here. My guy's like 36, 37, white trash. I mean, has a daughter. His daughter works nice there.
Pay, bro.
Why is his daughter nice working pay, there? Like, why are you settling for less? Anyways.
Yeah, you gotta move up in the company. You can't just be making boxes.
Or just leave the company and that too, find a better job.
That too.
That's all I got for the workplace, to be honest.
Never
saw. Stop being lazy.
Yeah. Go lazy.
Do your part. None of this minimum wage, minimum effort bullshit.
Right. I've never been in a job. What? Why is minimum wage minimal effort? Where, Sway? Like, boy, I'd be putting in too much effort for this stuff.
A lot. That's all I got for that one. Did you want to add any?
Nah, dude. You said a good piece.
All right. Settling for less in friendships and relationships. Go.
Oh shit, bro. Me.
Yeah.
Me.
Bro, hold I up. See. Okay. Wait,
I'm distracted.
Wait.
Hold up. I'm distracted. Let me get undistracted. Let me put this down. Oh shit. I need to get that off my phone, bro.
What kind of noise was that?
Oh. Always been daddy's little angel. Let me crack that. All right. I had no money left from back when I was focused on the music. Settling for less in friendships. We'll start with that. Okay. I myself.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
They're my boating balls. They help me focus and they help me relax.
What kind of shit?
It's some natural medicine type thing, bro. Not even medicine, it just helps.
Alright, but if it helps, it helps.
Anyways, settling for less than a friendship. Yeah.
Or a relationship.
Nah, we're gonna start with friendship because those are two different things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Friendship wise. You can't be friends with people who are just gonna take advantage of you. Because those aren't friends at the end of the day. Like, it's always good to be nice and do good things for people. But if there's just people constantly doing, like, you're constantly doing good things for people, and not only do they, like, not appreciate it, they just come back to use you for those good efforts, you can't be running like that.
Exactly.
I don't care how old you are. Me and my,
what? Young age.
Junior year of college. I know that's not how the world should operate, or it's going to operate. People in high school. Nah. That's definitely not how the world operates, bro. Don't get into that habit of just being nice to people and be like, oh, well, you know, if they don't say thank you or if they don't appreciate it, it's fine. I'm still going to do it. No, 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 no.
They
no,
don't
no,
deserve
no.
you.
No, 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 bro. Nuh-uh, bro. I'm Christian, right? And way I've been raised is you do good things. Yeah, you do good things, even though you may not always get like credit for it or reward for it. It's, that's not what you do it for. You do it because it's the right thing to do.
Exactly.
But it is also said that your patience is thin. We're all human, right? And if I'm supposed to live by God's example, God's example is also his love is everlasting. But there's also a time where he's like, nah, enough's enough. So if my mans can wait, for example, 400 plus years and be like, enough's enough, I'm pretty sure it's okay if you as the human being can be like, all right, enough is enough, guys.
Exactly.
You can't be out here just settling for less than a friendship. Your friend's supposed to be there to support you.
Exactly.
And you're supposed to be there to support your friend. If it's not, if there's not a mutual support, you're not friends. You're just acquaintances, dog. You're just a man doing an X-Man a favor.
If your friend is not reciprocating back the same energy that you're giving off to them,
right? Right.
Cut that shit off. Are old. But it's not high school anymore.
Yeah, bro, I ain't got time for that
shit. You don't have time for that.
I know, deadass. I've done it. Going forward, I'm like, I ain't got time.
You don't have time for that. If they don't respect you, if they don't appreciate you, if they don't have some type of love for you, cut that off.
Cut that shit out.
And like, don't settle for less. Oh, this person's in my class. I'm gonna buddy with him, but you don't like him. But then but then that person ends up, you know, fucking with you a little bit, but you're not fucking with them. That's okay. You can cut that off. You're in the same class, yeah. Maybe just like dial it down a little bit. Use them as a resource.
Yeah, anyways, you don't have to be friends with everybody, bro.
You don't have to be friends with everyone. You don't have to be nice to everyone.
Yeah, honestly, don't have to be nice. You can
or be, we'll kind, be to kind to everyone, but like you don't have to be
friends with everyone.
Yeah, you don't have to be like suck up to everyone, you know?
Yeah, I can respect you, but I don't have to be your friend.
Exactly. You know what
I mean? Like, there are people out there I respect. I'm not friends with them. I see what they're doing. I'm like, yeah, you're doing good out there. I'm not your friend, though.
Like, you do you. I'll show my support so often.
I'll support you. I'll support you as much as I do other people, but like you don't have to be friends. It's not like necessary.
If you're not my dogs, then you're not gonna get that full commitment.
You're not gonna be the man down,
bro. Yeah. Fuck.
Real talk.
Alright. Settling for less in a relationship. I just wanna go for like the common stereotype, right? I think I know you know where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. Why are these black guys, nice looking black guys, let's just say, go for these Caucasians that are just not out of their league, but when you look at a relationship, you see the two people like have to be mutually or somewhat equal in looks, right? But how come there's a big discrepancy between them when it comes to a black guy with a Caucasian? Why are they settling for less?
That's not what I thought was gonna happen.
Whoa. Wait, what do you think I was talking about?
I thought you were just talking about how, like, you know, some people just be settling for less because they think other people are just above them.
Oh, I was gonna go level. Back. I was gonna go into the.
But now this nigga was like, why is Andre settling for less with all these white women? All right, okay, Rick.
See, okay, I wasn't. Oh, fuck.
Bruh, I see. It's okay, bro. It's okay.
I'm talking about the stereotypical black guy and Caucasian girl in North America.
What's the stereotype, bro?
You know what the stereotype is.
I don't know what the stereotype is.
When a black guy goes for a little Caucasian on the bigger side.
Oh, shit, bro. Yo, from experience, black guys like thick women.
And then, right?
That's just how it is, bro.
These black girls getting with these nice looking white guys.
All I'm saying is the real issue at hand is how come it's never acceptable for me to go date some white women, but if you, as a black woman, want to go date a white man, all your girlfriends gonna be like, oh, get your man, boo. Why is there a double standard?
Why is there a double standard?
That's just a side topic. That's another topic for another time, but like...
It relates still.
That ain't it, chief. But nah, settling for less, never say. Yo, I stopped settling for... Nah, dude.
Just because the real girl... Go ahead.
Real talk. We can't... No more settling for... No. If you see what you need... If you see what you want... Go get it, bro. And if they're not gonna reciprocate, don't just wait for them. There's no more. I'm not waiting for nobody no more. I don't know why they put this stereotype in men's heads. Be like, oh yeah, I'll wait for you. It's not cute.
It's not really cute.
It's not cute, bro. Bro, if you're not feeling the vibe, if I'm not feeling the same vibe, if I'm putting on a vibe and you're not reciprocating it, then I'm gonna be like, all right, I'm gonna move on. Because I'm not trying to waste my time.
Also,
unless you find a gem.
Mm.
Unless you find a gem.
Also.
But.
If like. You and this other. And your partner doing shit. Whatever. Let's say you're not in a relationship. And then you're like. And then they're like. Yo. I love you. But I don't want to be in a relationship with you. Don't wait around for them to change their mind.
Don't. Even though
they may reciprocate their love back to you and, you know, do shit with you, don't wait around, move on.
Yeah, if you're looking for something more and they're not going to give it to you, don't be like, okay, maybe they'll come around. Why are you doing that?
They're not going to come around, or better yet, they just don't want to be long-term with you.
No, they'll come around when you don't want them, when it's over and done.
Oh, yikes. Yeah, man. Right. That could happen too.
Dead ass.
And then when they see you up there like that, they're gonna come try to chase you back.
True. But it's whatever, it's already moved on. I mean
same still.
Yikes. I moved on to
Also like if you get like into a relationship with a girl guy, whatever. And like you're not fucking with them just cause
let them know quick
and yeah. don't like be like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings.
No, it's gonna hurt more when they find out you've been feeling this type of way for a long time,
cause that's just a bunch of wasted time. We don't need that anymore.
You're wasting your time, you're wasting their time. That's not fair to the other person.
Don't stop settling for less in your fucking relationships.
Right. Also, don't go for people that need to be fixed, quote unquote.
Oh.
If that makes sense, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, don't try and go fix people. That's not cute either.
That ain't it.
That's not it.
Or don't try to fix up or change the way you are for someone.
That too. Be also, yo, just all these alsos, man. If you're not in the right mental headspace for a relationship, don't push
Don't go into that.
Don't push for one. Still, just say.
Also,
but it's whatever's.
If your girl is your entire world, that's fine and all. Just like, remember, you got other people in your life too. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's right. Yo, you can never be too busy.
I'm just saying, like...
Facts. You can never be too busy. You can always prioritize your time. If the only reason you're too busy is because you're not prioritizing your time.
Exactly.
Because I, like a lot of other people, have things to do, okay? But I can still make time to hang out with my friends. I can still make time to hang out with my girl. And I can still make time to go to church, to work out, to read, play video games, do whatever I need to. Oh, it's all about prioritizing time. You have 24 hours in a day.
Use it wisely.
If you can, yeah, use it wisely. Like, if you can do class, eat, sleep, all that, it's pretty simple, dude.
It's not that hard to do. Yo.
Right.
If you're not fucking... It's just,
Go ahead.
If you're not fucking with your girl, or like we already said this, or even friends, but you're still trying to be all buddy buddy with them, nah, just cut them off.
No, dude.
You're wasting their time.
Prioritize your time. If you find that you have like a busy schedule with like work and school, well then you're gonna have to, you know, maybe not
just
play
tell
those
them.
Video games. Because you don't need to be playing those video games.
You don't need to play no video games.
Just say.
If you're trying to watch Netflix on your ones.
Yeah, that's always a nice little relaxer.
Sure, yeah, exactly. But
prioritize your time.
If that's your priority over chilling with other people, you know what? That's okay. Just don't waste the other person's time.
Don't waste other people's time. Like Tyler Creator said, bro, I ain't got time for these bitches.
Don't got time for these. Yeah, anyways.
Niggas.
Yeah.
Oh, you got time.
Are you playing with your balls still?
My boating balls.
Yes,
yeah, I am. Can you hear them?
Yeah, I can. No, it's fine. It's kind of relaxing still.
I told you.
It's like a little soundtrack going on.
I'm just like, literally, it's like two mini, like. And they have like bells in them, so you like twirl them around with one hand.
Oh.
And you just kind of like spin them, and like the metal rubbing on, like the rattle on metal, makes a sound. But then, it's nice. I got them for free.
For free? How'd you get them for free? What's your plug saying?
Plug.
Yeah, who's your plug?
It's not like a plug.
No,
I just found them for free.
Oh,
speaking of finding things for free, I got my guitar.
Oh, the guitar.
Yeah,
I can't say it any guitar.
Yeah, I got my guitar. No,
guitar.
Yes,
guitar.
What was I thinking about?
Your guitar.
Yeah, my guitar. I need to replace the strings on it, shine her up a bit. But yeah, I found a guitar, guys. Pretty proud of her. I'm gonna start to learn again.
Again? Oh, so you're saying you once knew how to play?
I once knew how to play back in like 9th, 10th grade. I forgot.
I thought you said you were missing 1999.
Oh, back in 19... Oh yeah, back in 99, the only year that I remember.
Back in
I slipped
the
through the cracks without having a damn temper. Sorry. Kevin Abstracts.
I'm gonna read this quote because it kind of relates what the hell we're talking about, right?
Mm.
On Instagram, at mindset.therapy. I don't know why I have this saved.
Oh my goodness, why are you following
these? I know, I just saved it. I just seen it on my explore page. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. It says, walk away from people who put you down. Walk away from fights that will never be resolved. Walk away from trying to please people who will never see your worth. The more you walk away from things that poison your soul, the healthier you will be.
Oof. Okay. I like that quote. But
tell me.
We're gonna have to put a pause on the podcast for 2 seconds, guys. You guys won't even hear a skip of the beat. I just gotta take care of an emergency. It's literally gonna be like movie magic.
Got it.
It's gonna be great. Look, like you're not even gonna look. It's like, and we're back. We're look back. At that. See, wow, I told like, you. I told you. Like I told magic. You. I pointed. Pointed. See. I see.
It's like magic. It's like we never disappeared.
Yeah, it's like that magic dragon. Anyways, sorry. Shit. I got sicker. Anyways,
sicker than a snicker.
Oh, that was gross. I love hearing that, guys. Apologies. Excuse me.
What?
Sorry. What's the next topic, Eric?
Settling for less was what I had in store for this one. Was he settling for less? Talked about.
Shoot.
Settling for.
Work. What? Fuck it. Fuck it.
School.
No, fuck it.
Oh, wait. No. Whoa. Where do you go? Where do you go?
Fuck topics. How have you been? How's your week? Yes.
Shit. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. Got all right. BLS. Yo. I had 2 exams this past week.
Oh.
Summer school's over though. School starts not next week, but the week after.
It's kind of body.
I still don't have anywhere to live.
Yikes.
and then just work and life. Just know, guys. I was one of the nominees for MVP, just saying.
Yeah, this guy's just MVP. Saying. That's why we didn't have anything come out last week. This guy's MVP.
I even have the email if you guys want the receipts for it.
I'm out here. Just moving in. Not even moving in. I'm just out here busy, bro. That's it.
Busy. We got shit we gotta do.
I got shit to lose. Damage on my group. Dominic, yeah, Michael. Sorry. Yes.
Nice. Andre, is that all popping? What else is popping with Andre?
Oh, what I do? What happened last week? Everyone in the apartment's here. All my friends are back now.
Ooh.
So I've been having them over during the week. You know, chilling out. Been to a couple parties, just chilling, hanging out with my girl. Yeah.
So yeah. You're blessed.
Yeah, just been chilling, dude. Big chilling, getting prepped.
Yeah, exactly. I went shopping today, you know.
Oh, why?
Like, you'll touch that back to school shopping, fam.
I don't need to do anything. I did my back to school shopping like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, damn.
Been prepped, dude. Yeah, but that's it. That's what I've been doing.
That's what's been going on.
Yeah.
What's your song for the week?
Oh shit! Song of my weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm 25 million. Boy, bye. Actually, that's the song because it popped in my head. Boy, bye by Brockhampton off their new Ginger album. That's a banger. I like that a lot.
Oh, it just came out.
Yeah, that came out a couple of days ago. The whole album's fire. It's different. It's not as like grunge or grimy as their past couple ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you listen to Iridescence, first song, New Orleans, that will set you in a mood. But now this one's more chill and relaxed. But Boy Boy is nice. Need a Boy Boy. Yeah, Boy Boy.
Okay.
That's my song.
That's proper. Mine's is backstory to this. So like I went hiking this past week.
This man went hiking. Get it?
Hiking. We went hiking. We took some pictures. Me, with these my Cambodian twins. Cambodian twins. These guys are sick. Just know they're sick. And their one friend, but the one friend was playing his. He had the aux cord. And he was playing these tracks by Bori. I don't know if y'all know who Bori is. I didn't know who he was either. But the song is Stay. Off of his Say album, for just know he's actually sick. He's sick. He's like a sing. It's like hip hop vibe, but it's like hip hop R&B kind of mashed that together. He's actually sick with it.
It's a clean
It's actually sick. Yes.
Not even bad.
So that's less. That's what's been popping with me.
That's what's been popping in these streets, cuz.
Yeah. So that's all I've got. School's about to start back up. And work's bus, you know.
Say less. Work, yeah, eh?
Work's bus. Nah. Bro, okay, I have this other thing to say.
Run it.
Yo, if you don't like the people that you're working with, yo, speak up or just cut, because it's not worth it. It's not worth it for your mental state of mind.
That's true. Don't be stressing out over some people that you work with.
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
It really isn't.
That's all I got for that.
Damn. Short, sweet.
Mm-hmm. Keeping it short and sweet, just like me.
Alright, this nigga is short, I must say.
Okay, I'm not that short, relax. I'm like 5'4", 5'5", with shoes.
Alright, bro.
Oh, and with my Vapor Maxes, I'm 5'6". Because it gives me like an extra 2 inches.
Yeah, dude, my girl's about like 5'8", I want to say. So.
And you're what? You're like 5. You're like 6.
I'm like 5'11".
So your bus must be nice. I don't know how's the weather up there. Don't know.
It's pretty blessed up here. Pretty blessed. My shorts are always short, but it's fine.
Your shorts are always short?
Yeah. I
got what short do you mean? Shorts.
Like they're like above my knee.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed like, to be.
Not like, but they're like high above my knee.
Is it like, it's like at the beginning of your calf, or not your calf, your quad?
Beginning?
Not the beginning, but like, or the ending, whatever you want to call it.
It's like,
it just like when you flex out your leg, right?
Yeah.
And your short, does it go like right above the knee where?
No, not right above the knee, bro.
Not right above the knee, but like above the knee to where like, are you flexing out your leg? Are you doing this with me right now?
No, think about it. Think of the pocket.
Uh huh.
Think of where the pocket ends.
Yeah.
And maybe like 2 inches or 3 bruh, inches.
You ain't. Yeah. But that's like that's the new trend.
Yeah, I guess. You know what also is a new trend? White jeans. A pair of jeans I picked up.
White jeans? No zipper.
No, they're not white jeans.
Oh, I heard. No, you said zipper?
A pair of jeans. Yeah, there's no zipper.
No zipper. Like, is it the buttons?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been pop. I did ask by a pair today.
What is this button stuff?
Yo, H&M started that back 2-3 years ago.
2-3 years? I don't like it. I picked these up from American Eagle. There ain't no, there's no it's zipper. Different. It's just buttons.
It keeps you secure. It keeps your shit secure.
Yeah, I can't piss in them, bro.
Yeah, you have to unbutton it.
That's annoying. I'd be wearing them skinny jeans though. That's the thing. So like, I have to unbutton it. I can't just pop a 1-2 button. That's a bitch.
It is what it is.
I guess it is what it is, bro. Damn, bro.
So
I can't even piss in this.
Yo, I was trying to buy a whole fit for back to school, just like a whole fit in general.
Bro, I don't care anymore.
It's August and I haven't bought a pair of shoes, so I'm looking to do that still.
True.
I got the jeans, I got the watch, I need a shirt, a jacket over that, and some shoes. And then you're set, and then I can, you know, mix it with whatever the hell I already got.
I feel that. I do. Oh shoot. I feel that. I had to sniff real fast.
A little sniff, sniff.
Dude, these allergies really be hitting me.
Yo, allergies? Yo, my allergy season was blessed because I wasn't hit with anything.
Nice.
Except, oh, do you get this? Well, it can't be me. When the wind is like windy. When is windy? When the wind is windy.
When the wind is windy, guys.
When the wind's like really fast and it's brushing up against your eyes, did you tell me your eyes water?
That's like everybody.
Cause like I'd be popping up into school and like, oh, why are you crying? I'm like, the wind hits me in the eyes, fam.
It happens in the winter time.
Yeah, especially in the winter, especially when it's cold.
Yeah. start be crying and my tears freeze to my face. Like, excuse me?
It make me look soft, but you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, bro. It's okay. You gotta show some feelings. You
gotta show them your soft sides.
Gotta show them the soft side. Can't not always... the soft side, but the soft side.
Oh, yeah, I can't. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never show them the soft side.
Never show them the soft side. Andre?
Yes, sir.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say?
I'm peachy keen, my dude.
Peachy keen? The fuck?
Peach, I don't know. That's what the white people say.
What have these white people been doing to you? Are you converting?
I'm never converting. Excuse me, I don't know how to convert like that.
Oh, okay. I have this. Chick-fil-A and Popeyes.
I thought this nigga said dick. I was like, for Harambe? Yeah, I had that Popeye sandwich, bro. It's clean.
Have you had the Chick-fil-A one?
Of course.
So which one's better?
Popeyes. I'm sorry, guys. Popeye sandwich was... I crave that sandwich a lot. I don't crave the Chick-fil-A sandwich. I crave the Popeyes one.
Yo, tell me why Chick-fil-A is overrated.
It really is overrated.
Y'all need to like calm down.
For the price of what it's at, yeah, it's overrated.
Bro, people go to the US, post up with their Chick-fil-A
from Canada. See, the thing is, I don't even be buying the normal Chick-fil-A sandwich. Cause it's a soggy bun.
Shit.
Cause it's a sweaty bun,
mm-hmm,
with a good piece of chicken, yes. And some pickles. But the thing is, you need to add sauce to it. So that's why they always be giving you like the Chick-fil-A sauce, or like I get the Polynesian sauce and I slap that on there because it needs some sauce on it. You can't just you can eat the sandwich, but I need sauce. With the Popeye sandwich, it either comes like you get the classic or you get the spicy. I got the spicy. And it comes with that like spicy mayo on it. Oh. It's not a lot of mayo even. So it's nice. And then the chicken that they got, it's the Popeye's chicken. So it's crisp and juicy. Crisp. And the bun wasn't even soggy. They toast their buns. And then they put it in, they put it in parchment wax paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put it in that like bag that Chick-fil-A has. So even if the burger sweats, it's not getting soggy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because tell me, I got the sandwich. I went in. Grabbed the sandwiches, then drove back from Popeyes to our apartment and then ate it. That was like about 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh really?
It wasn't soggy. It was a good sandwich.
It was a good sandwich. I bet you it was.
It's good, bro. That Popeye sandwich slaps. Too bad you guys can't get it in Canada. But then again, Canada has like the ciabatta bun, lettuce piece joint. That, you know,
they're both different. Canada, we don't have the chicken sandwich in Canada.
What do you mean? You have the ciabatta bun sandwich.
Yeah, but that's different.
I guess it's kind of different.
You don't have that American experience.
You don't have the sandwich we got.
Like, I don't know.
It's solid though. I like it. It's so good. Oh man. Bro. I was talking to, I was chilling with my roommates earlier, and one of them, I was talking about Popeyes, I was like, there was a tweet about Popeyes, and she was like, I don't know about Popeyes. I was like, yeah.
Well, I don't even have a Popeyes near where I live, so.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I just don't have to go to distance to get Popeyes nowadays.
You gotta go a distance.
It's like Ajax.
There's a Popeyes in Ajax.
There's two. Yeah, like I said, this isn't Ajax. I can't just go down the street and cop me some Popeyes. No.
Sandwich is smacking.
I just want to remind y'all, drink your fucking water.
Yeah, also drink water, guys. Don't forget.
Don't forget that. Because, you know, the Amazon forest was just, you know, on fire for like 3 weeks straight. And now it's blessed because the water from the sky dried it all up, and that means that you got to drink water.
Sure, I guess. Weird segue into drinking water, guys. Yeah. Drink more water.
Do you hear that?
No.
Oh, just no, I just drank my water.
He drank his water.
Did you guys?
Yeah. Did you?
That's what I thought. On that Thanks. Note. My name is Eric.
Oh shit, my name is irrelevant.
Is Andre. you can follow us on Instagram.
So,
at TM32 Show. Twitter.
TM32P.
Andre's Instagram is
Andre.Brown. X in the middle because it marks the spot.
Just because Andre's the spot that y'all need to reach for.
Don't reach my spot. Don't come to my crib, please.
Not his actual spot, but like him himself. Okay. Like himself, you know?
Nah, you don't even have to run the ad anymore. It's fine.
Just no. Oh, wait, really? Wait, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm okay. Anyways.
Yeah. Don't run the ad. I'm good. You know who we need to run the ad for? Eric. Eric needs to be copped and scooped.
Yeah, sure. Maybe one day.
Yeah. Soon. And all y'all slacking. Eric needs a queen or a king.
Nah, I need a queen still.
Alright.
And we need a little princess just now.
He wants kids. Okay. Alright then.
But yeah, follow me at Eric.Nightpaw on Instagram.
Yeah, bro. Follow him.
Just know I'm the MVP. Or I'm a nominee for the MVP.
Look at that. This guy. Yeah, bro. Just Eric.
And I hope you guys have a nice day, night. Whenever you listen to this, and drink your water.
Drink more water.
Yeah, that's.
Or you might die.
No, you will die.
Oh shit!
You will die. Okay.
You don't have to drink water. You can drink like other things that can give you natural water.
No, you're gonna die. Just drink your fucking water.
Shit. All right then.
That's the main message, and stop settling for less.
Don't settle. Never settle.
All right, I'm gone.
Alright, so... Gloomy days in Calabasas, cities on the map, so now it's hella...